ICE workplace raid detains 50 illegal migrants, managers. By Neil Munro on June 5, 2026. Mark Guatemalan's Department of Homeland Security has arrested two managers and almost 50 illegal migrants at a manufacturing site in South Carolina. Good stuff by NICEGov, said Mike Howell, president of the Oversight Project. This is what we should see at scale, daily to solve the illegal alien problem. South Carolina Public Radio reported. South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson announced 6 people were indicted and another 48 people detained on immigration charges after a raid at a plant in Abbeville. The investigation, dubbed Ghost Story, began in fall 2024 with cooperation from the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Greenwood Sheriff's Department, among other agencies. This isn't about going after people who are trying to feed their family. This isn't going after companies and businesses who unknowingly hire an illegal, he said. This is about going about something much larger. You know, a conspiracy of people around South Carolina to steal identities. To create fake social security cards, fake driver's licenses, fake immigration documents. Pro-American reformers have been calling for many more workplace arrests of illegal migrants and their American managers. They hope the arrests will deter other employers from hiring illegals and pressure employers to hire the millions of Americans who have been sidelined by the elite-driven economic policy of importing consumers, renters, and cheap workers. If you are unlawfully aiding illegal immigrants in South Carolina, you are going to be investigated and will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, Wilson told the press, adding, if you are taking advantage of hard-working Americans, stealing their identities, and are intentionally ignoring your responsibilities as an employer in an effort to circumvent the law. We are coming for you. These crimes are not only stealing jobs from American employees but also pose a serious risk to national security. When criminals make it easy for illegal aliens to get fake identification documents, we don't know who is working in our country, and in this operation. Specifically, our national security and manufacturing sectors. The arrests follow a multi-year investigation into the mass production of fake documents for illegal migrants. The crimes uncovered in Operation Ghost Story are not victimless. Mark Zito, who heads ICE's Homeland Security Investigations units in North and South Carolina, told the press conference. He added, when illegal aliens use stolen identities and forged documents, they victimize law-abiding citizens whose personal information is misused and undermine the security of our communities. These actions also enable businesses to profit from illegal labor at the expense of honest workers and employers. The arrests are deeply unpopular among business groups, which are reluctant to undertake the task of hiring and training unemployed workers. The employers are backed by pro-migration progressives who support mass migration into Americans' workplaces, schools, communities, and politics. South Carolinians are fearful today following the workplace raid in Abbeville, claimed Jace Woodrum, the executive director of the ACLU of South Carolina. The political clout of employers and progressive groups has long minimized workplace operations against employers who hire illegal migrants. Pro-migration Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, applauded the arrests, but portrayed the operation as a drug bust instead of a workplace raid.